Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from Ephesians chapter 4, verse 31 through chapter 5, verse 2. Get rid of all bitterness, rage, and anger, brawling and slander, along with every form of malice. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you. Follow God's example, therefore, as dearly loved children, and walk in the way of love, just as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us as a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. Kindness, please. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Kindness, please. As a kindergarten teacher, Kayla felt like she said that phrase 100 times a day at school. Kayla said it to her students when they wouldn't share during playtime. Kindness, please. Kayla said it when she saw first and second graders cutting in line in front of other people. Kindness, please. She said it over and over to the big kids at school, too, when they were mean in the hallways or yelled at each other during recess. Kindness, please. Why is it so hard for us to be kind and loving to other people? There are probably many reasons, but maybe one reason is bigger than all the rest. The devil wants you to love a certain someone more than you love other people. You know who that someone is? You. Satan wants you to love yourself more than other people. So when children think of themselves first, they don't want to share with friends at school. When children think of themselves first, they cut to the front of the line, or say mean things to other students, or cheat to win games at recess. Adults do similar things. When adults put themselves first, they aren't so good at being nice to other people. We don't realize it very often, but all of our anger or mean words and actions come from the fact that we are loving ourselves more than we are loving other people. The Apostle Paul helps us to rethink and repent. He wants us to turn away from that sin and to love God and other people before we love ourselves. That's why Paul said, "Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other." But why would we do that? Why would we put others first? Paul tells us, "In Christ, God forgave you." God has shown us the ultimate kindness in his Son, Jesus. Jesus came to this world and put us first. He lived for us. He died for us. He rose for us. All this he did so that we could be God's children and live with him forever. And we hear this great encouragement today. Follow God's example, therefore, as dearly loved children, and walk in the way of love, just as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us as a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. Since we are God's dearly loved children, we can live just like Jesus did, putting others first. Think about how you can show love to others first. Share with your friends. Let someone else go before you. Try complimenting and saying nice things about others. Listen to parents and teachers. God says in his word, "Kindness, please." And what a joy it is for us to show others the love and kindness that God has shown to us. We take time for prayer. Dear Jesus, fill my heart with your love that I may go and show love and kindness to other people. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.